Peace to all of you, brothers and sisters.
我们今天呢，继续来跟大家再谈谈这个十诫。
Today we should continue with the topic of Ten Commandments.
我们到昨天晚上啊，已经讲了到第四诫啊。
Until last night, we have already proceeded to the fourth commandment.
也顺便呢、啊、提到了第九诫。
We also at the same time mentioned the ninth commandment.
就是不可以做假见证陷害人。
Which is not to give false testimony against your neighbor.
因为那也是关于啊敬虔诚实的问题。
Because this pertains to honesty and spirituality.
那今天我们就谈到十诫里面呢、啊，对人的部分。
Today I'm going to mention about the Ten Commandments with regard our attitude towards men.
对人的诫命里面呢，第一条就是孝敬父母。
First, out of the Ten Commandments, the first commandment with regard to how we should live with other people is to respect our parents.
也就是十诫里面的第五诫。
That's the fifth commandment, honor your parents.
我们看出埃及记二十章。
Exodus chapter 20, verse 12.
第十二节。
Exodus chapter 20, verse 12.
出埃及记二十章十二节。
20, verse 12.
当孝敬父母，使你的日子在耶和华你神所赐你的地上得以长久。
Honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you.
这里告诉我们当孝敬父母。
Here this verse tells us that we must honor our father and mother.
当孝敬父母是肯定的。
And it says that we must honor.
一定要孝敬父母。
And we have to honor.
这是天经地义的事情。
And this is what the Lord instructs us to do.
我们看雅歌。
Let's turn to the book of Psalms.
第八章。
Sorry, Songs of Solomon.
第五节。
Chapter 8, verse 5.
雅歌第八章第五节。
8, verse 5.
那靠着良人从旷野上来的是谁呢？我在苹果树下叫醒你，你母亲在那里为你娶劳，生养你的在那里为你娶劳。这里
啊 ，Here verse 5, who is this coming up from the desert leaning on her lover?Under the apple tree I roused you, there your mother conceived you, and there she was in labor, gave you birth.
我们要孝敬父母。
We must honor our parents.
这是家庭的伦理。
And this is a natural cycle of life.
是神所定的诫命。
And it's also a commandment given to us from God.
当然更因为父母为了生养我们，实在是付出了很多的牺牲，受了很多的劳苦。
In the process of bringing us up as children, our parents have indeed toiled and labored and sacrificed a lot.
他要经历生育、养育、教育，以及呀、关心我们属灵生命的问题。
Not only they give birth to us as children, they also take care of us, educate us, and also take care of our spirituality.
在台湾有一年母亲节的时候
In Taiwan, I remember during the time when during Mother's Day,
为了让小朋友感受到妈妈的辛苦
In order to let the little children to understand how hard the parents had worked hard for them.
哎，那一年母亲节刚好是安息日。
And on that day, it was Mother's Day, and also it fell on Sabbath day.
宗教教育系啊，就啊设计了一个节目。
So on Sabbath day, the church has also designed a special program.
每个小朋友到会堂，每个人呐、啊、到教会了，每个人分给他一个小西瓜，绑在肚子上面。
And the program was as an education designed by the religious education department. What they did with the little children was give them a big watermelon and have them tie the watermelon on the little children's stomach.
只有几个钟头，这些小朋友都觉得受不了。
And just a few minutes, then those little children cannot bear the weight of this watermelon on their stomach.
让他们去感受到妈妈怀孕十个月所受的辛苦。
They want the little children to experience the difficulty the mother has to go through carrying the weight on their stomach for 10 months.
其实这个还很难去表达妈妈怀孕的辛苦。
And still, of course, having the watermelon on the stomach is not enough to express the difficulty of what the mother was going through.
不但负担一个重量啊。
Not only the mother has to bear the weight on the stomach.
十个月的怀孕啊，生理上、身体上的变化太大。
And also the mother has to go through a lot of change physically, biologically.
啊，不但造成她生活上的不方便。
Not only she has to go through a lot of inconveniences in her everyday living when she was pregnant.
也带来生理上的啊，心理上的啊，各种压力啊，各种啊，这个痛苦的经历。
And also there are a lot of psychological difficulty that she has to overcome, whether it's mental, whether it's stress or pressure.
啊，尤其妈妈必须啊。还要经历生产的艰难。
Of course, the final stage of the pregnancy was that she will have to experience the labor of giving birth, the pain of giving birth.
拉杰就为了生孩子，把命都丧失掉了。
And in the Bible, there was a character, a woman, Leah, who lost her life. Rachel who lost her life when she gave birth to a child.
所以闽南语有一句话说：“生有鸡酒胖，生无就四片帮。”啊，生产顺利啊啊，有鸡酒可以补月子。如果生产失败了啊，就人命就丧失掉了。
So if the woman is successful in giving birth, she will enjoy a lot of joy.But if she's not, then she may even lose her life in the process.
一个小孩子一从怀孕出生，一直到养育他长大，能够自己自立，确实啊，父母尤其妈妈经历的这些劳苦啊，真的是很难啊去计算。
So for a child who was being born and then was being brought up and then was being educated and being taken care of, all this process of growth was a lot for the mother to overcome.
尤其对孩子的教育问题。
Especially when it comes to educating the children.
不单单是教育费的问题。
Not only financially, the parents will have to set aside money for the children's education.
尤其在主里面啊，要把孩子啊养育在主的爱中来长大，真的要花费太多的心思啊。
But another concern most parents have was to raise the child in the Lord.
啊，所以闽南话说。无囝也苦，有囝嘛乐啊！没有孩子啊，想孩子；有了孩子呢，啊，又为孩子、啊、 太过操心了。
So there's also a saying in Chinese that goes that if a couple they do not have children, they think of having children. And the moment when they have children, they feel that rather not have children because they have to worry so much for the children.
很多父母，尤其做妈妈的，为了养育孩子，他必须啊牺牲掉他很多的享受。
Many parents, in order to take care of the children, they have to put aside a lot of their enjoyment. 啊，
所以我们应该啊，要懂得父母为我们啊，怎么样的在娶老。
So today we must ponder upon how our parents has indeed toil and labor a lot for us.
为什么神要把孝敬父母列为对人方面的第一条诫命？
What is that God he wants to put the first commandment for man when it comes to honor other people?
这不但是家庭的伦理问题。
This not only pertain to just the structure of a family.
一个生我们、养我们、照顾我们、教育我们、成长的父母，我们都不晓得要孝敬他了，我们还能够做出什么好事来？
If we cannot even take care of our own parents, what else are we going to do?
所以古人说百善啊孝为先。
And an ancient saying goes that of all the kindness, filial to parents is the first.
真的连自己的父母都不懂得孝顺了，他还能够做什么好事呢？
If for a person who cannot even be filial to their parents, what other kind thing do you think they could do?
必然是因为忘恩负义的人。
Then this person is a person will not remember or to be grateful to the goodness of others.
父母都不知道要孝顺了，他还会去敬爱那看不见的天父真神吗？
If we cannot even be filial to our parents, can we say that we love our God in heaven?
是神把孝敬父母列入啊诫命里面。
So that is why God put honoring parents as one of the Ten Commandments.
并且是非常肯定的，当孝敬父母。
And in the Bible it says that you must honor your parents. 哎，
没有任何理由可以不孝敬父母。
There's no other reason you can say you don't want to honor your parents. 哎。
并且神特别应许，一个孝敬父母的人，必然得福。
And also the Bible also tells us that for those people who honor parents, they will be blessed.
出埃及记二十章的十二节的下半句啊。
If we read Exodus chapter 20, verse 12.
十二节说当孝敬父母，下半句说使你的日子在耶和华你神面前所赐你的地上得以长久。
Here it says honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you.
我们再看以弗所书第六章。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 6.
第一节。
Verse 1.
以弗所书第六章第一节。
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 1
到第三节
to 3。
你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的，要孝敬父母使你得福在世长寿，这是第一条带着应许的诫命。
Here it says, Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment, with a promise.
做儿女的要在主里听从父母。
As children, We must honor our parents within the Lord.
是理所当然的。
And this is right.
哎，孝敬父母的必然得福。
And for those who honor our father and mother, they will be blessed.
这是第一条带应许的诫命。
So this is the first commandment that comes with a promise.
神要我们守的诫命都带着神的应许。
For all the commandment that God wants us to obey, they all come with a promise and blessing.
哎，圣经里面比如说提到这个约瑟。
For example, the Bible mentions a character named Joseph.
约瑟确实是一个非常标准的孝敬父母的孩子。
And Joseph is a person who truly know how to obey the parents.
他呢敬畏神。
He worship God.
守神的道理。
He fear God and he obey his teaching.
关怀父母。
And not only that, he care for his parents.
亲爱兄弟。
And he also care for his brothers.
确实使父亲在他身上得到了荣耀，得到了冠冕。
So truly, his father was able to find glory having a son like him.
尤其他当了宰相的时候。
Especially during the time when he was a minister in the land of Egypt.
哎，更表现出他孝敬了这个父母的心。
He all the more manifested this quality of obeying the parents.
当时他在埃及当宰相。
Obeying his parents. During that time, he was a minister in Egypt.
埃及人最看轻的就是牧羊人。
And they always looked down on the shepherd.
但是约瑟却在法老面前来告诉他，我的父亲就是牧羊人。
However, Joseph was very proud of his father, and he said to the Pharaoh, "My father is a shepherd."
把父亲带到法老面前，让他跟法老见面。
So he brought his father before the Pharaoh and have them meet.
有一个故事我们从小的时候就常常听。
And that was a story that I always come to know when I was a little child.
那是事实的一件事情。
事实。This is a true story.
在台湾有一个贫穷人。
In Taiwan, there was a particular person who was very poor.
为了他儿子的前途。
So in order for the sake of his son's future,
省吃俭用鼓励孩子到日本读医学。
He would save up all his money, working very hard in order to prepare his son to go to Japan to pursue his study as a medical doctor.
在早期台湾社会里面能够当医生那是最荣耀的职分。
In the earlier days in Taiwan, to be able to be a doctor is a very glorious job.
他常常饿着肚子。
So every time he save up for his son for study, he wouldn't even have his meal, so he will always go hungry.
非常辛苦工作。
So, and then not only that, he worked very hard for his son.
把钱寄到日本给孩子读书。
So he would send every penny he had and send it to Japan for his son.
终于学成，毕业归国。
So the son finished his study successful as a medical doctor, and so he returned to his country.
这个做老爸的当然非常兴奋。
So of course his father waiting for his son was very 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 joyful for upon his son's return.
乡下人
And he's a villager.
哎，显得又老又粗俗。
He lives in the suburb area. He worked hard and he was old, and so he doesn't have the groom of a city person.
他也到码头要接他的儿子。
So, rather old and haggard, he went to greet his son at the harbor.
当然，几十年前，能够让孩子到日本读医学的，实在啊很少，并且要家境非常富有才有可能。
And many years ago, it was not easy to send a son to overseas to study. So, not unless he must be very rich.Then he could afford him.
所以很多家庭啊，很多同学啊，家庭都是非常啊优异的啊，都是啊社会地位很高的。
So his friends, this doctor who came back, his friends are all from wealthy family with very high status.
当然呐、啊，他们学成啊回返乡，很多家长都到码头去迎接了。
So when he returned to the village, many of his friends, some parents also come and welcome his friends, and so this man's father was there as well.
这个穷苦的老爸看到儿子啊出来了，高兴得不得了，赶快跑过去迎接他。
This poor man, he was so overjoyed to see his son coming home. He ran and he went and hugged his son.
很多同学就问他，这位老人家是谁啊
？And many of his friends will ask him, "Who is this old man who came and welcomed you?"
他看同学的家长都是非常有体面的人，他老爸是这个样子，就对同学说：“那是我家的长工。
”And he was thinking, "Oh, my friends are all so wealthy and rich."So he told his friends that, oh, this man who came to welcome me, he is my servant.
这个老爸马上说，是是是，我是他的长工。
And so this man right away admitted before his son that, oh yeah, I'm his servant.
其实他的眼泪啊，往肚子里面流。
So the moment when he said that, he was actually very, very sorrowful.
约瑟所以能够蒙神赐福，不是没有理由的。
So for us to be blessed by our God, there's always a reason.
他不但敬畏神。
Not only he revere God.
他更敬爱他的父亲。
He also respect his parents.
并没有因为他父亲是牧羊人。是埃及人所藐视的，但是呢，他把他带到法老面前，哎，跟法老讲，这是我的父亲，他是牧羊的。
So for Joseph, he actually is a person who both respect his father and God. And before Pharaoh, he actually told Pharaoh that this is my father. He is a shepherd.
那好像是古老的故事。
It looks like it's an ancient story in the Bible.
台湾这几年经济啊发展起来。
In Taiwan, over the past few years, there was much economic growth.
生活啊水准提升了。
And everybody enjoy a better living lifestyle.
啊，因为暴徒很多，常常父母都要到学校接孩子。
And because of the standard of living increase, the same with the crime rate, and so the parents will have to go and pick up their children every day after school.
有一次，一个接孩子的对他爸爸说：“爸，你以后不要来接我了。”
There was a child who said to his father, "Please, Dad, don't come and pick me up in future."
爸爸不了解，说：“孩子啊，为什么？”
The father didn't know why the son would say this.
我们同学家长都是开车子，你骑那个烂机车怎么来接我？我好没面子呢。
You say all other parents came with their car. You only come here with your scooter. It is so embarrassing.
还骂他父亲，做你的儿子真倒霉。
You say it is just so shameful to be your son.
人家的父亲怎么样怎么样。
And others parents father this this and that.
在今天呢、啊，啊，这个现实的时代里面。
So in today's society where people are all very materialistic.
当然了、啊，我们的孩子从小在主的教导中长大，应该不会有这种观念。
And of course, we hope that if we bring our children up in the Lord, they will not have such an attitude like the world.
路德为什么能够蒙福？
Ruth, why is that he can be blessed? She can be blessed.
她是一个摩押的女子。
She is a woman from the land of Moab.
按照律法规定，摩押人呐、啊，他的这个是罗德的后裔，永远不能。进耶和华的会，入耶和华的会。
The Moabites are the descendants of the Lot, and they are cursed where they cannot enter into the assembly of God.
是一个受咒诅的民族。
It was a generation that had been cursed by God.
但是他竟然成为大卫的老祖母。
And yet, Ruth was grandmother of David.
啊，耶稣基督就从他的后裔而生。
And Jesus Christ come under the genealogy of David.
路德的故事我们呐、啊、都非常啊熟悉的。
And we are all very aware of the story Ruth.
她非常孝顺婆婆。
She is very filial to her mother-in-law.
啊，所以连波阿叔啊。啊，是一个大财主、大有能力的人，都被路德他孝敬啊婆婆的孝行啊所感动。
And Boaz, he's a very rich man. He was so moved by his wife, failure to her mother-in-law.
一个大财主、大有能力的波阿斯，竟然愿意娶一个寡妇路德。
And for a rich man like Boaz, he was even willing to marry a widow like Ruth, who came from the land of Moab.
就是因为被他的孝行所感动。
And it's because he was very much moved by her filial piety that she shown to her mother-in-law.
所以圣经告诉我们，不孝敬父母的要受咒诅。
So the Bible also said that for those people who did not honor the parents will be cursed.
箴言三十章十七节。
In the book of Proverbs chapter 30 verse 17.
所以一个不孝敬父母的，他眼睛啊要被乌鸦把它啄出来。
This verse says that the eye that mocks a father that scorns obedience to a mother will be pecked out by the ravens of the valley and will be eaten by the vultures.
然后去喂那个小乌鸦。
The eyes will be pecked out and be fed to the vultures.
为什么不孝敬父母的圣经要说他的眼睛要被乌鸦啄出来？
Why is that for those people who did not obey their parents, their eyes will be pecked out by the ravens?
因为他根本就是一位是非不明的人。
Because these people.They could not discern what's right from wrong.
是生活在黑暗中的人。
There are people who live in darkness, and they are sinful creatures.
所以才说他眼睛要被乌鸦啄出来，然后去喂小乌鸦。
And that's why here it says that the eyes will be pecked out, be fed to vultures.
主耶稣也告诉我们，孝敬父母啊，不。没有任何理由可以说我可以不孝敬父母的。
Our Lord also told us that there's no other reason that we cannot worship, cannot honor our parents.
我们看马太福音。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew.
十五章。
Verse 15.
马太福音十五章第四节。
Verse 15. Chapter 15, verse 4.
马太福音十五章第四节。
Chapter 15, verse 4.
哎，主耶稣说：“神说当孝敬父母，又说 咒骂父母的必致死他。
For God said, honor your father and mother, and anyone who curses his father or mother must be put to death.
第五节说，你们反倒说，无论何人对父母说，我所当奉养给你的已经做了贡献了。
And five, but you say, if a man said to his father and mother, whatever help you might otherwise have to receive from me as a gift is already, is a gift devoted to God.
我要奉养你的钱，我已经奉献了，献给神了。
The money that I want to give you, mom and dad, I've already given it to God.
啊，第六节说，他就可以呀、啊。不孝敬父母
and he is not to honor his father with it.
主耶稣说、啊、这就是你们借着遗传废了神的诫命了。
And this is what this nullify the word of God for the sake of your tradition.
我们做儿女的要孝敬父母，没有任何理由可以说我可以不用孝敬父母的。
As children, we must honor our parents, and there's no other reason to do otherwise. 啊，
就是父母表现得不好，
even our parents were to behave not very good,
也都不能不孝敬。
We cannot say we should not respect them.
我们看提摩太前书，
Let's first turn to 1 Timothy.
哎，第五章。
First Timothy chapter 5.
提摩太前书第五章第一节。
Verse 1.
这里提到不可言责老年人，只要劝他如同父亲，劝少年人如同弟兄。第二节。
Verse 2.
劝老年妇女如同母亲，劝少年妇女如同姐妹，总要清清节节。第三节。
Verse 3.
要尊敬那真正做寡妇的。第四节。
Verse 4.
若寡妇有儿女，或是有孙子、孙女，就要叫他们先在自己的家中来学习行孝。报答亲恩，因为在这神面前是可悦纳的。第六节。
Verse 6.
那独居无靠真正做寡妇的，是仰赖神昼夜不住的祈祷祈求祷告。第六节。
Verse 6.
但那好宴乐的寡妇正活着的时候也是死的。第七节。
Verse 7.
这些事你要嘱咐他们，叫他们无可指责。第八节。
Verse 8.
人若不看顾亲属，就是背了真道，比不信的人还不好。不看顾自己家里的人更是如此。不看顾家人，
if a person who did not provide for his own family,
就是背了真道，
he has denied the faith.
啊，所以我们做儿女呢，不能不孝敬父母。
So as some children, we must honor our parents.
没有任何理由可以说我不孝敬父母。
There's no other reason for us to say otherwise.
或者说，哎，父母没有尽父母的责任，所以我不必孝顺他。
So our parents has not bear their responsibility, so there's no need for me to honor them.
父母对我的爱不够，我可以不孝顺他。
Our parents did not give me enough love, I don't need to honor them.
他没有尽父母的责任是他跟神的事，做儿女的没有任何理由可以不孝敬父母。
If they did not bear their responsibility as parents, is there a problem between God and them? So as children, we must still continue to honor them.
一个不孝敬父母的啊，必要受咒诅。
A person who did not honor their parents, they will be cursed. will be punished by God.
我们看创世纪二十六章。
Let's turn to the book of Genesis.
创世纪二十六章。
Chapter 26.
二十四节二十五节。
24-25.
哎，三十四节三十五节。
Sorry, chapter 26, 30:34-35.
以扫四十岁的时候，娶了赫人比利的女儿尤第，与赫人以伦的女儿拔实莫为妻，他们常常使以撒和利百加心里愁烦。这个以扫因为不听从父母的话。
Esau, when he disobeyed his parents' word,
娶了赫人的女儿。
So he married Judith, the daughter of Beri the Hittite.
娶了两个妻子。
As well as another Basemat, who's daughter of Elon the Hittite. So he basically married two women.
并且常常使做父母的以扫和利百加心里愁烦。
And they were a source of grief to Isaac and Rebekah.
以扫本来是长子。
Esau is the older son.
他该承受产业的。
He should be the one who bear the inheritance.
因为他常常使父母啊心里愁烦。
Because he always caused so much grief to his parent.
神使这个福分啊失掉了，让他失掉了。
So God took away this blessing from him.
该得的福分失去了。
And the blessing that he is entitled to was lost.
啊，不但失去了长子的名分。
Not only he lost the right of the firstborn.
啊，以扫的后裔就是以东人。
The descendant of Esau is the Edomite.
以东人到后来啊，就被其他民族同化掉了，世上再也没有以东人。
And Edomite was then assimilated to other tribes, and later on, this tribe has then disappeared.
所以以扫啊，他的名字啊，就从世上被涂抹掉。
Then thereafter, the name of Esau was no more.
他失去长子的名分，
就是 the first the son of his firstborn。
对今天我们来说，就失去了将来天国永远的福分。
And that means for in today's context, he has lost his blessing in heavenly kingdom.
亚沙龙也是一个很不孝敬父母的。
Another character in the Bible, his name is Absalom.
他好像有很多理由可以不孝敬。
Seems like he has a lot of reason that he need not respect his father.
因为他的父亲大卫没有留下好的榜样。
Because his father did not leave behind a good name.
哎，所以亚沙龙后来背叛他父亲，追杀他父亲。
And in the end, Absalom betrayed his own father and seek to kill his own father.
父亲大卫的错有神呐、啊，哎，要去使他去面对的。
And Absalom's father has sinned against God, and God want him to go to him, to repent, to face.
但亚沙龙对父亲的不孝不敬。
But Absalom, his lack of filial to his father.、
哎、神就不容他的存在。
And God does not allow Absalom.To live.
后来死得很凄惨。
And later on, he died miserably.
虽然大卫一直的吩咐他的部属，哎，为了我的缘故，不要伤害我的儿子亚沙龙。
Although David keep pleading for his son to stay alive from his enemy.
还一面逃亡，一面哭求他的将军。
He keep still he was running and he was crying out.
但是这个孽子啊是无可赦免的。
However, Absalom, his sin will not be forgiven.
他最夸耀的头发被卡在树枝上，他 大卫的将军约押就以枪从肚子这边把他扎透了。
And his hair was being caught in a tree, and at that point, he was killed.
啊，就死在树上。
He was killed by his father's soldier, and he died on a tree.
所以圣经告诉我们要孝敬父母，神应许要使我们得福。
The Bible tells us that we must honor our parents because that's when we will be blessed.
不懂得孝敬父母是要受咒诅的。
For a person who do not know how to honor their parents, they will be punished by God.
我们该怎么孝敬父母？
How do we obey our parents?
看箴言二十三章。
Let's turn to the book of Proverbs chapter 23.
箴言二十三章。
Proverbs chapter 23.
二十二节。
Verse
22. 二十三章二十二节。
Chapter 23, verse 22.
你要听从生你的父亲，你母亲老了也不可藐视他。
Listen to your father who gave you life, and do not despise a mother who is old.
今天很多年轻人因为受了比较高的教育，而常常就会藐视那没有读书、没有学问的父母。
Today, for the young people who has received high education, they oftentimes.Look down on their parents who are not as highly educated as they are.
尤其父母啊，年老了。
So especially when their parents are getting old.
记忆力退化了。
And they start to lose their memories.
甚至啊，有健忘症了，有老人痴呆症了。
Or some of them may suffer from Parkinson or Alzheimer.
你都不可因此藐视他。
You should not because of this despise them.
哎，不管父母怎么样。
No matter what and how.
哎，都不可以藐视他。
You must not despise your parents.
哎，二十三节说，你当买真理，就是智慧、训诲和聪明，都不可卖。二十四节。
Verse
24. 义人的父亲必大得快乐，人生智慧的儿子必因他欢喜。二十五节。
25.
你要使父母欢喜，使生你的快乐。二十六节。
26.
我儿要将你的心归我，你的眼目也要喜悦我的道路啊。这里呼吁我们做儿女的。
Here it tells us and reminds us, As children,
当买真理
that we must buy the truth and do not sell it.
就是智慧、训诲和聪明。
In other words, must get wisdom, discipline, and understanding.
哎，义人的父亲必大得快乐。
Then the father of a righteous man will have great joy.
我们要在神面前做义人。
We must be a righteous man before God.
就是蒙神称义的人。
That's the one who is justified as righteous by God.
就是敬神守道的人。
That's the one who obey the words of God.
哎，父母就能够因你感到快乐。
Then our parents will find joy in us.
人生智慧的儿子必因他欢喜。
And he who is a wise man will delight in him.
谁是智慧的儿子？
Who is this wise man?
敬畏神就是智慧的开端。
A man who revere God is the beginning of all wisdom.
简单说，我们做儿女呢，如果能够敬畏神、守神道理，
Today,
我们父母就因我们欢喜快乐。
Today, if we can obey the commandment of God and to obey His teaching, then our parents will find delight in us.
所以二十五节就再次的强调。你要使父母欢喜，使生你的快乐。
Here it says that may your father and mother be glad, and may she also give you birth to you rejoice.
啊，所以孝敬，孝要加上尊敬。
So today to be filial to our parents, we must also respect them.
孝如果不敬。
And if we were to be failure to them, and we are not respectful to them,
这是真儿子的本分，给你吃，给你住。
And just being a son and just give your parents the food and the shelter.
所以古人说，孝敬父啊，奉养父母，如果不加上敬，那跟养猪养狗有什么差别？
And if you do not respect your parents and show respect to them, so that's no different for you to raise cats and dogs.
尤其我们西方的宠物啊，哇，你爱它超过父母。
Especially in the society here, people place a lot of care and concern over to their pets.
所以有些父母感到很感叹呢，哎呀，我如果当我儿女的宠物就好了。就太好了。
So some parents they would lament that I'd rather to be my children's pets than to be parents.
真的，有时候我们对待父母，不如对待一只宠物。
So today we must ask ourselves, have we treated our parents more than we treat our own pets?
所以要孝顺父母，除了奉养，哎，还要加上敬爱。
So today, not only we respect our parents, we must also love them.
哎，李老子为了使父母高兴，哎，啊，还要在父母啊啊，在这个。给他高兴，扮作小孩子一样。李老子，
老子 in order to be respectful to his parents, he even become a little child to just make the parents happy.
惜才啊，于亲呐 啊，就是啊，简单的在父母面前呐、啊。不敢言老，哎，扮作很天真的小孩子，让父母忘记了他是老了。
This Lao Zi make himself young again, so then his parents will still be joyful that he's a little child that make him happy.
哎，所以西方国家很多做儿女的认为啊，这个民主时代。
So in a Western society, a lot of children think that this is a democratic society, it's free.
啊，受了这个民主思潮的影响。
And because of this kind of ideology of freedom that comes into their mind.
所以父母在孩子面前已经失去了父母的权威。
So most parents has already lost that kind of status as parents in the eyes of these children.
哎，不像古时，哎，那个大家庭，哎，五代同堂，你要看到父亲的面呐、啊，不容易。
And in not like in the ancient time, because a big family, it's not easy to see the father's face.
父母有绝对权威，尤其父亲呐、啊，真的看到父亲好像啊，老鼠见了猫。
So in the ancient time, parents has that kind of authority, and so I saw that little children when they see the father, it's just like a little mouse running away, afraid to see a cat.
那时代不同了。
But today, the society is very different than that in the ancient time.
现在孩子生的少。
Now the children are precious because they are less.
父母把孩子当作宝。
And the parents see their little children as precious treasure.
哎，父母还要，尤其做爸爸的，还要当马给孩子骑啊。
And as father, they even become, they let the little child ride on their back,
哎，
to play with them.
所以有时候反而孩子对父母啊，失去了那种尊敬的心。
And so maybe because of that, slowly, the little children has lacked the respect for their father.
哎，父母为了爱孩子，
parents
把孩子当朋友。
Sometimes they treat their friends, their children like their friends.
但是我们做儿女的，父母永远就是我们的父母。
But as children, we must remember that our parents are always our parents.
有一次有机会啊，跟几个同工啊，到中国上海。
Remember, I have few chance to go with my friend to Shanghai.
哎，住我儿子那边。
And when I go to China, Shanghai, I will go and stay with my son.
哎，啊，因为房间不够。
Because there wasn't enough rooms in my son's place.
我的儿子说：“爸，你跟我住，你跟我啊睡在这边。”
My son will say, "Dad, can you sleep with me over here?"
哇，那天晚上我跟我儿子同睡一张床，同盖一条棉被。
So that night I sleep in the same bed as my son, and we cover ourselves with one blanket.
啊，整个晚上啊睡不着。
The whole night I couldn't sleep.
因为我感受很深。
Because I was very deeply moved.
从孩子啊稍微长大之后，就从来没有这种经历过。
I've never had such an experience when my child was growing up.
啊，孩子跟我睡在一起，就他跟我谈谈他的生活点滴。
So when he slept with me at that night, he told me about his life.
真的感到温暖在心头。
And I felt very warm in my heart as a father.
所以我们做儿女的，如果有机会，多花点时间看看父母，跟父母聊聊天，谈谈生活点滴。我觉得父母的心啊，绝对是非常温暖的。
Today, if we can have spent time with our parents and share with them our lives, I'm sure our parents will all be very moved.
现在很多当儿女的跟爸爸没有话讲。
Today, many children they do not want to talk to your father.
还是好像有了代沟。
It looks like there is this major gap.
所以我们借着十诫的再思，再一次的让我们得到提醒。
So again, we must be reminded from the commandment, the Ten Commandment.
当然，我们要儿女啊能够善尽啊孝敬父母的心。
Of course, we must always remember that as children we must respect our parents.
哎，我们刚才所读的圣经，哎，义人的父亲必大得快乐。
And just now, as we read that the father of righteous man will have great joy.
智慧的儿女使父母欢喜。
And a wise man will delight in parents' heart.
啊，所以要紧的，我们要把儿女带在主里，让他过着敬神守道的生活。
So that's very important that we must bring our children up in the Lord, and that our children will be the one who obey God's words and His teaching.
我们做父母的，才能够在儿女身上享受到欢喜快乐。
Then only as parents we can find joy and delight in our children.
享受这天伦之乐。
And also enjoy the bliss of a happy family.
哎，所以我们做儿女的，给父母最大的快乐就是敬神守道。
So as children, the greatest joy we can give our parents is to obey the teaching of God.
孝敬父母最好的表现就是让父母因我们常常感受到欢喜快乐，那就是尽了孝道了。
And as children, if we can always bring joy, happiness to our parents, then that we already have done our duty.
啊，我们早上聚会到此结束。
Our service ended this morning.